Several cities across the Midwest are considered hotspots for HIV because they Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports public health experts worry proposed federal policy changes will not help and may even unravel some efforts to contain the spread of HIV.
Todd Fuqua sorts through the bottles of medications he uses every day to keep his HIV under control.
You want me to talk?
Yeah, what am I looking at here?
So these are my prescription meds.
Fuqua was diagnosed in 2012. HIV used to be a death sentence many years ago, but now it's something patients like Fuqua can manage with medication.
My body's not being, my immune system isn't being kind of eaten away at by the virus. It's still there, but it's so low that it's not really having as much of an impact. And more importantly, I can't transmit the virus to other people through sexual contact.
But Fuqua is worried about the future. He earns a living as a photographer in Indianapolis and relies on Medicaid to access his HIV meds. Now, both Indiana and the federal government are moving forward with Medicaid work requirements. That means people would have to prove that they work, volunteer, or go to school for a certain number of hours in order to receive health insurance. Fuqua should still qualify under these new rules.
Like, I'm not worried about passing the work requirements because I'm working. It just seems like an unnecessary burden, and where there's paperwork requirements, there's always the chance of someone missing something.
And Fuqua's worries are backed by some recent reports. One estimate from the Urban Institute shows that as many as 1 million people in the Midwest could lose their Medicaid coverage due to clerical errors, even if they still qualify. And there's so much at stake, especially for people living with HIV in the U.S. That's because around 40% of them get their health insurance through Medicaid. It's been a lifeline for Fuqua.
Particularly with my HIV, I don't have the luxury of not having insurance because my meds are like $4,500 a month.
Without the medicine suppressing his viral load, he could potentially become infectious, which makes him a risk to any sexual partners. Medicaid changes are not the only concern, though. The most recently proposed Trump budget for 2026 almost completely cuts funding for HIV testing and prevention to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's especially worrisome in Midwest cities like Indianapolis, where HIV cases have continued to climb.
We have the STD roulette game for, you know, engagement and whatnot with, you know, patrons that come by and want to get tested or just want
HIV outreach coordinator Joshua Brown stands at the parking lot of a Walgreens in downtown Indianapolis. He explains the resources at this pop-up HIV testing site.
And lots of little pamphlets, you know, that talk about things like harm reduction and HIV and PrEP. And
Brown says he worries that reduced funding will mean less resources for prevention efforts like this mobile clinic, among other things.
There are going to be people that are not going to know their status and are, you know, unfortunately probably going to be HIV positive and put other people at risk potentially for that transmission.
Other Midwest cities like Chicago, Detroit, Cincinnati, and Columbus are also identified as HIV hotspots that give some of their counties access to special federal funding that started around 6 years ago. That funding is not under threat, but the CDC funds that fuel almost all prevention efforts are. That includes money flowing to local nonprofits. Alan Witchie is the president of the Damien Center, Indiana's largest HIV/AIDS service organization. Their clinic offers things like free testing, affordable prevention medications, housing, and other services. Witchie says many of the nonprofits' funding streams now feel at risk.
In this moment, it's very hard to plan how you're going to serve a group of vulnerable people with high needs when you know there's going to be massive reductions and you already don't have enough resources to serve people.
Trump's proposals will ultimately have to be taken up and approved by Congress. Whether a final budget includes cuts to HIV testing and prevention remains to be seen. I'm Ben Thorpe, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations in the Midwest, including Illinois Public Media.